Hey, welcome back. I'm actually gonna try and be sane in this. And that's Colton sane, so that doesn't really mean shit. Just saying. And hopefully it doesn't get all like, "Oh my god, crackly!" Which it might have gotten crackly. When it goes above this line, does it mean it's crackly?
Hello, I am from another place. I sound like this.
Anyway, it is now been 30 seconds. Anyway, blah, 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 blah. I'm gonna talk about Uncharted. Complete series, not just the first one, the second one. Uncharted, okay, I'm gonna call them by their surnames, so just say that. I played Among Thieves yesterday and the day before and beat it, you know, all the way through. Which, man, that game is amazing. I had planned to just like pick it up, you know. I hadn't played it for a while, and then I had forgot how fucking amazing that game was and is. It still is, and I mean, it's been a year and it's still one of the best games I have, like compared to the ones that come out 2010, like which may not be the biggest feat in history, but still, it's still one of my favorite games. And just like Uncharted, like I beat Uncharted 2, went back and played Drake's Fortune, which it just blows my mind how, like, I mean, it's 2007 and it's still fucking amazing 3 years later, and just as amazing. Like, I hadn't played in a while, and I go back and I'm like, holy crap, zombies that look really weird with three fingers, I don't know, but damn, that game, like, really. If you have never played Uncharted 1 or 2, I suggest that you go get them. And if you have PS3, of course, it's a PS3 exclusive for those who don't know, which you should know. Anyway, like, if you haven't played it or have thought about playing it, you should pick it up and play it, rent it, GameFly, whatever. It is one of the best games I own. The two of the best games I own, actually, just to say. It's actually two of only. They're actually two of only three games I have on the PS3. The rest I have are PS2 games. PS3 has no games? Anyway, I like pausing because pauses make it more dramatic. Oh my god, your baby pooped. That's it. See? I told you. I'm gonna do that. I'm sorry, that totally sounded weird. I have ADD. I'm new to this whole talking on the internet thing. I'm new to it. But anyway, back to Uncharted. I have to say, more than just gameplay-wise, I love the characters and I've fallen in love with them. Really, Elena Fisher, Nathan Drake, Sully, which is I forget his name. Sullivan is his last name. It's about I think he smokes like a cigar. You get the point. Anyway, they're just really, really, really well-played characters, mo-capped very professionally. Like I know you wouldn't know that, but like, there are varying levels of motion capture, which some motion capture does better in some games, to me at least. I see, but that's just because I notice shitty details. Woo. And ooh. I can't remember. I forgot. Anyway, let's see. I'm gonna have to. I suck at this. I'm gonna have to. I think I could die now. But anyway, I'm really looking forward to Uncharted 3, which I know minimal things about it. I'm reading an article on it in Game Informer, the new one I got, I think, this month. I'm not really sure. I might have waited and got it a month late. Who knows? I don't check my mail very often. Uncharted 3, Drake's Deception, which has got me kind of really, really excited. More than so than just seeing another entries in the series. It has to do with like Drake, Sir Francis Drake, which it just makes me very giddy. And it's about the Atlantis of the Sea, which is look up Lawrence of Arabia and Atlantis of the Sea and stuff, and you'll know, or look up information on the game itself. It'll probably be one of the best PS3 games, you know, on the PS3, because the PS3 has minimal games that are good. I'm just saying. Little Big Planet 2. Yeah, I need to get that game actually. Anyway, see you later.